We also have one more headline for you on the opposite coast. It too has to do with race and justice. In yesterday's headlines, we mentioned that the Los Angeles Police Department has promoted Captain Richard Webb. But Captain Webb once kept a noose in his office, and the city of L.A. once settled a lawsuit alleging that Webb had engaged in racial harassment, discrimination, and retaliation. The city admitted no wrongdoing, and Webb maintains his innocence. But now a group of black police officers, the Oscar Joel Bryant Foundation, has sent a letter to Chief William Bratton protesting Webb's promotion. Sergeant Ronnie Cato is president of the foundation. He personally wrote that letter. Welcome, Sergeant.
Good morning.
So Captain Webb says he has never used racial slurs in the line of duty except when it's required for reporting reasons. Why don't you believe him?
Captain Webb is less than truthful. Captain Webb has forgotten that I spoke to him 2 years after well, 2 years ago. We put out a newsletter, and we put out the facts that he used the word 120 times, and he used it from the time that he was 10 and another time when he was a juvenile. He admitted to me that, and he reiterated to me. He said, "Well, haven't you used the word before?" So it's no doubt in my mind that he used that word. But the problem with that, many people may say, okay, he used the word when he was 10 or he was a teenager, and he never used it again when he was on the job. But let's follow the pattern of Webb.
Well, let me ask you about this, the discrimination case. Tell us about what the city specifically settled.
They settled about $150,000. He was accused of sexual harassment, racial discrimination, and about four or five other things. Several officers were involved. You had a black and a white couple that were sergeants. They testified under oath that Webb had discriminated against them because he didn't believe in mixed marriages. We had another hangman noose case where he put a hangman's noose in his office. Webb is a 50-year-old man. He knows what a hangman noose means to African Americans. It means hatred. It means Ku Klux Klan. It means that blacks are mistreated as second-class citizens. He knows that's what it represents, and he had that in his office while he was conducting his business as a Los Angeles police captain. When it was brought to his attention by a African American employee there, well, he gets upset and calls an individual thin skin. So he has no sensitivity towards African Americans and how we feel about certain things. And then we had several more complaints. We had a complaint where an African American officer complained that he was mistreated by Webb. A white officer did the same, a similar incident in the workplace. Webb transferred the black officer out and allowed the white officer to stay there. So truly, we have a history and a pattern of Webb discriminating against African Americans on this department.
Sergeant, we don't have very much time left, but his promotion, Webb's promotion, is a done deal. What is your group, the Oscar Joel Bryant Foundation, prepared to do if he is not reassigned or demoted?
Well, I wouldn't say it was a done deal. His promotion may take place next month in some places. Some documents I'm seeing, it takes place in October. But even if he is promoted, we're going to do what we can to make sure that the chief has the right information, because the chief was not given the information that was on his deposition. We're going to make sure that we get that deposition and make sure that the chief receives that deposition so he can see where Webb, in fact, used those words and testified under oath. And I'm sure when the chief gets all the information, I think that he'll do the right thing.
Sergeant, thank you so much.
Okay.
Sergeant Ronnie Cato is president of the Oscar Joel Bryant Foundation. He wrote a letter to LAPD Chief William Bratton protesting the promotion of Captain Richard Webb. News and Notes also made calls to the LAPD's Media Affairs Department, as well as to Chief Bratton and Captain Webb personally. They all declined to join us on the air, though Captain Webb did say in his defense that he believed the truth of his case would come out.